Dear reader, there are times when writing feels a lot like sending out a message in a bottle. I have control over the message, but can never be certain where the bottle will end up. It may have to battle choppy seas before it arrives on dry land, and my bottle may fail to ever reach any suitable destination, and even presuming it does, who will pick it up? Will the recipient of my message merely glance at it and toss it dismissively over her shoulder? Or will I strike gold, the perfect far-off shore, the ideal beachcomber, a joyous meeting of minds? It happens. I have to believe that it does. I fear I'm overextending this enjoyable metaphor, so I'd better stop. Yet the truth is, I'm not exaggerating very much. The relationship between writer and reader is at once mysterious, precarious, and crucial to the whole process. We write for a variety of reasons: to make sense of a chaotic world, to testify in some way, to find out what we think, to create something meaningful and or beautiful, to earn a living. But clearly, communicating plays a big part in our motivation. If we were certain that not a living soul, present or future, would ever read our words, would we still want to write? Then there's a desert island argument. If a work of art is created but never seen, can it be said to exist at all? For me, it can't. Where literature is concerned, it takes three to tango: writer, text, and reader. Because it seems to me that despite our culture's obsession with branding and reaching out to markets, despite the book signings, literary festivals, and Twitter feeds, the only true encounter the writer has with a reader is that of her words coming to life in the reader's brain. How fantastic it would be for the writer to be granted an impossible insider's view, to hitch a ride on the tailcoat of her words and hear her reader's synapses crackle. Readings, like snowflakes, are never repeatable. An encounter in time, within the context of an individual's unique experience. As writers, the closest we can get to this is to switch roles and read. And it is often reading that sends me back to the keyboard, in the sincere hope that one day my words too might switch on all the lights in another human being's head. We can't mind-meld like Spock in Star Trek, but truly engaging with a writer's words can come close. I wish, dear reader, that it could be otherwise, but as I move my fingers over the keyboard, your current relationship with me is that of a concept. But you are an idea that also exists. And when you pluck out my message from its bottle, I am at your mercy. It will have been written with every care, but the painful fact is, my message might not be what you hoped for, or needed, or desired. If that is the case, I am sorry, but would ask you, please, to continue picking up bottles. There will be another one that contains a message that satisfies. And if I have ever spoken to you and you have heard, then I greet you and thank you for giving meaning to my words. May it not be our only encounter.